Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for the sermon this morning is the lesson from Malachi. That prophet, living four centuries before the first Christmas, had a powerful message to deliver to his backsliding people and to us. It was a true Advent sermon that said, "The Lord shall come." And first of all, we take note that he will come for judgment, visibly in the clouds, in the splendor of holiness and glory. The Lord will be the judge. He will also be the witness who can testify against every sin. What defense lawyer, no matter how skilled, could break down the testimony of God who knows and sees all things? He says, "I will come near for judgment and will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the orphan, and that turn aside the strangers and do not fear me." Whatever one's favorite sins are, he knows them all. And it will be a day of judgment and condemnation, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The prophet cries out, "Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears?" Burdened with guilt, we cannot stand. The Lord said through Malachi that he would send a messenger to prepare his way. That was John the Baptist. John spoke plainly of the coming judgment and the unquenchable hellfire. But he also told of the way to escape the wrath to come. He prepared the way in the people's hearts. Malachi knew about this also, for he announced that there would be yet another messenger, the messenger of the covenant. The coming Lord himself would be that messenger of the covenant. This is the Son of God sent into the world and born of a woman. He was the mighty God, the future judge of mankind. Yet he suffered and died as man, and his death was a sacrifice for human transgressions. To him, John the Baptist pointed as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He bore the guilt and the punishment of all of our sins, and he was damned as our substitute. And then he rose to life to show that his sacrifice of death was over. And now we have the best answer to the question of Malachi: who can stand when he appears? We can stand, acquitted through faith in Christ. One of Malachi's messengers points to the other messenger and urges trust in him in preparation for the coming judgment. The Lord will not be a witness against any of our sins in that judgment. He has died for those sins. They are all gone. They will not be introduced as evidence against us. He will not condemn those who trust in him, but rather he will bring them to everlasting life. The covenant of this messenger is the covenant of peace and reconciliation with God. That's the new covenant prophesied of old before Malachi, in which God forgives the iniquities of his people and remembers them no more. It is the new covenant instituted by the Lord in his holy supper, in his blood shed for the remission of sins. The closing hymn this morning pulls these themes together: the coming of the Lord, his covenant, his blood. This is the Lord in whom his people delight, as Malachi says. We rejoice in him and praise him for his saving work and his covenant. We do delight in him and are happy in knowing him. And we think it would be a cold and dark and miserable life without knowing him. Certainly a very unmerry Christmas without him. We can have a cheerful heart like the Italian artist who used to paint with a stringed instrument in one hand, because he was so joyful in his work that he often felt like making music at any moment. It is good if our faith in Christ enables us to have strings of joy and praise and love playing in our hearts as we go about our work and our lives. We delight in Christ, the messenger of the covenant. He has come. He will come. Amen.